From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, December 19th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why the number of Black students in Illinois enrolled in college has plummeted over the last decade. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. West suburban Oak Park has told migrants temporarily living in two locations that they must move out by the end of January. Esther Yoon-ji Kang reports.
Officials gave notice to the approximately 160 migrants living at a YMCA and a hotel for the past couple of months. Village officials said in a memo their staff have not been able to secure additional shelter after January. Caseworkers are helping migrants find new housing, move to another city or state, or return to Chicago to enter its shelter program. For months, Oak Park has been grappling with housing the migrants, who arrived on a cold night in late October after being bused to Chicago. The village board passed an emergency resolution in November and has reallocated $650,000 of pandemic relief money to house migrants. Esther Yoon-ji Kang, WBEZ News.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is demanding that the Biden administration kick in more funds to overhaul Chicago's Union Station. Claudia Morell has more.
Durbin says he's disappointed that Chicago is only getting a fraction of the funding needed to renovate and expand the downtown rail hub. So-called Chicago Hub Improvement Project, or CHIP, would remake Union Station and improve travel times and connectivity at the hub of Amtrak's Midwest network. In a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Durbin urges the Biden administration to make the project a higher priority. DOT already committed $95 million towards CHIP, including the conversion of a decommissioned rail line for passenger use. But the total cost of the Union Station project is close to $1 billion. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.
Applications are now being taken for farmers who want discounts on their crop insurance in exchange for planting cover crops to protect the soil over the winter. The Fall Covers for Spring Savings program provides $5 per acre discounts for farmers who plant cover crops on land that will be used to grow insurable crops in the spring. Brian Reniker manages the program for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
For some people that have minimal coverage on some bean acres, that may cover everything they have, since that might be like $3.75. That allows that additional insurer to maybe add some additional coverage to it, maybe wind or hail.
This year, the insurance discounts are available for 140,000 acres, which is 20,000 acres less than last year. Farmers can apply online at the Illinois Department of Agriculture website through January 15th. Still to come, we'll learn more about why the number of Black students in Illinois enrolled in college has declined over the past decade. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The number of Black students in Illinois enrolled in college has dropped by more than a third over the past decade. A big deterrent is cost. Need-based scholarships are one way of making sure more Black students can sign up and finish school. But this type of financial aid is becoming less of a priority for many schools. Instead, they've increased spending on scholarships that target students with high GPAs and test scores. Lisa Corian Phillip has the story.
Layla Granville looks kind of winded. She took two buses, the Green Line, then walked 13 minutes to get to class today. She lives on the South Side and is a freshman at Dominican University in the western suburbs. It was a journey she had to get used to.
At first, my legs were like hurting. I didn't walk that much in like a minute.
But she's come to like the two-hour commute. She uses the train ride to read fantasy novels. They're her favorite.
I love strong female characters. Like, the one I'm reading now, it's like a female assassin, and she's young, and she's like the best one. I'm like, you're amazing.
So is Layla. She's majoring in biochemistry with a minor in physics. which is crazy considering college was almost not in the cards for her. It really came down to one factor.
I know my family couldn't help pay for it.
Research from Gallup shows Black students like Layla often cite money as the biggest hurdle standing between them and a college degree. The Federal Reserve reports their families, on average, hold a small fraction of the wealth that white families do. Black students are more likely to have to borrow to cover tuition and to juggle full-time jobs with class.
I didn't know how I was going to pay for college, even though I wanted to go.
Fortunately for Layla, Dominican offered a lifeline, a scholarship program for students from low-income families interested in science that didn't require a high GPA. It's made it possible for Layla to go to college without taking on a bunch of debt or a job to pay her tuition. Instead, she can just focus on school.
Seeing how stressed I am about like some of the classes and like the workload, I couldn't imagine working on top of it. I don't think I would have lasted.
Many young people from low-income families don't get scholarships. Over the past two decades, colleges have shifted more and more money away from need-based scholarships to so-called merit aid for students with high GPAs and test scores. That's according to research from the think tank New America. That means instead of prioritizing full rides for low-income students like Layla, colleges are handing out what are basically tuition discounts to compete for high-achieving students who have lots of college options. Marie Bigham is with the equity nonprofit Accept Group.
The students with the higher GPAs and the higher test scores are going to come from better funded schools. They're going to have more opportunities. Chances are likely that they have more in family wealth.
College leaders defend the strategy. They say even with the merit aid, wealthy students pay more tuition and subsidize spots for students like Layla, who can't afford to pay any tuition at all. But researchers say the increased spending on merit aid has mainly benefited white, wealthy students, and it's actually reduced the number of low-income and Black students on campus. Akil Bello with the advocacy group Fair Test says the issue is not that Black and low-income students are not capable of getting good grades. It's that they're more likely to attend a high school with fewer supports and have other obligations competing for their time.
Guess what? Poor kids who have to take a part-time job are going to have a lower GPA.
Take Layla. When she was in high school, she worked at a Chili's restaurant on the weekends. She says her GPA was low and put her out of the running for most scholarships. And for Layla, getting a scholarship meant the difference not in where she went to college, but whether or not she could go at all.
I don't even have to look at my financial aid thing. I'm glad I don't have to worry about it.
Instead, she can focus on nerding out on her math and science classes. In her biology lab, she's been running genetic experiments.
I kind of felt bad because you had to knock out the fruit flies.
Really?
Yeah, to separate their eye color.
Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 35 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Esther Yoon-Ji King, Claudia Morel, Jim Meadows, and Lisa Corian. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.